December 1st at the Grady Cole Center in Charlotte, North Carolina, comes an all-new wrestling experience curated by the revolutionary Darius Lockhart. A pro wrestling show called Ashe is looking to bring wrestling back to Charlotte and move the culture forward. Hall of Famers, a live performance by Dreamville's own, Loot, and original online content and more. Buy a ticket and you can see the Afropunk, Trish Adora versus Joshi legend, Aja Kong. The Octopus, Jonathan Gresham versus Darius Carter. Charity King versus All Elite Wrestling's Kiara Hogan. Ring of Honor's The Infantry versus Pittsburgh's own, The Main Event. Frontman Ja versus New Japan's Kevin Knight. And the special attraction 8-man tag team match, Team North Carolina versus Team Georgia, featuring Pan-African World Diaspora Wrestling Champion, Shug D. Hosted by Big Swole, and appearances made by Faye Jackson, Billy Dixon, D'Lo Brown, Darius Lockhart, and more. Tickets available now at ashewrestling.com. To watch us online, head to the website and click the tab Watch Ashe. There will be a downloadable link available for purchase starting November 24th on Black Friday, starting at only $10. Follow us and subscribe on our YouTube channel and other social medias to stay both entertained and up to date. A new flavor for you, your friends, and your family.
And now, our feature presentation.
Now I got Fly Me to the Moon stuck into my head because of you. Bro, is that like how they sing it in Animal Crossing?
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
Me, my, moo, my, moo.
Yeah.
Me, nee, my. Nah, man.
Let me know how things are on Jupiter and Mars. Saying.
Please be true. Yeah, I fucking love me some Frank Sinatra, but you know what I also love?
You ain't never met no Frank Sinatra.
I'm too black and I'm too young to meet Frank Sinatra, bro. But I'm saying, like, I love Frank Sinatra, bro.
Yeah, I know.
But you know what else I love?
What do you love, Shaq?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the Cinema Villains proudly bring to you another splendiferous, fantabulous, podcastiest episode. I am your hostess with the most of Shaggy Black alongside me, old Blue Eyes Jose.
Hey, thank you. I don't remember my eyes being blue, but thanks.
They're not.
Okay.
They're full of shit.
So they're brown?
Sure.
There you go. How are my eyes full of shit? Wait, hold on. Let's rewind and talk about that.
Let's do it, man. But how you doing, my man?
Shaggy, I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gonna ask me how I'm doing?
Shaq, how are you?
I'm not drunk.
Hey!
So there's that.
We made it, guys.
Oh, God. I want to let y'all know, man. I don't know if y'all follow me on, like, Instagram, at Shaggy Black, or anything else like that. But last week was insane. Like, in the week of, because if you listen to our Halloween Top 5 episode, we even felt that it wasn't as great as it could have been, because I think the first time we recorded it was actually good, but then something happened to your boy, and we could not finish that recording.
No.
Actually, no, we did finish it.
We did. We powered through it.
Yeah, we powered through it. We finished it, but, like, the computer did not save, so
no.
It got us out of the paint, and I wanted to feel bad, and I still feel bad about not trying to salvage it, because it wouldn't have been a good episode, but at the same time, yeah, but after that, I had the worst hangover I've ever had in my 35 plus years of living, 37 years of life.
I was just like, damn, okay, yeah.
And that shit was ass, man, and I don't want to ever experience that again, and I said, I don't want to see an alcoholic beverage, and then I went to Afrotech, and then I saw nothing but alcoholic beverages. It's like, you didn't have to drink, but yeah, of course you do. So, ooh, Jesus. But also, speaking before we dive in and get into our normal shenanigans that we do, Jose, if you listen to the first minute of this, we have a sponsor for the next couple of episodes.
Yay.
Our good buddy, a brother, a guy who I consider a brother of mine, Darius Lockhart, is doing some magical things in the world of wrestling, And you heard the opening, and you will probably hear that opening for a little bit going on as he's promoting his show, Ashe, which will be happening in North Carolina, my man. I hope you guys listen to that. You can also go back and listen to it. You can also find more information about Ashe at Twitter at Ashe Wrestling, which is spelled A as in Alpha, S as in Sam, E as in Eric, Wrestling. You can also follow Darius on Twitter at DLock Pro. You can also follow them on Instagram at like Ashe Wrestling, A-S-E Wrestling, and at Darius Lockhart. Also, the website for more tickets and information you can get at Ashe, like AsheWrestling.com.
And we will have all of that wonderful information in the show notes, just in case, you know.
Yeah, man.
You know, you just want an easier way to
we
get
appreciate we appreciate Darius for sharing that, and we will be supporting him.
Exactly.
Everything else, man, that is a good friend. Hopefully we can get him on the show one day to talk about his favorite movies, and that'll be dope.
That would be dope, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Also, he has a very sensual voice, and I kind of
does.
I felt uncomfortable listening to it because I'm like, I've known him for years, and I'm just like, hey, man, your shit's kind of soothing, my guy. Like, what's good? Like, yo, what's good, man?
He's like absolute clothesline. Just
He just he fucking lariato the shit out of me. Like, that is what he would do.
And I'd be like, ah, Shaq might be dead, y'all.
I'm fucking folded like a goddamn omelet.
You're looking like a goddamn Family Guy character.
Bro, exactly. I am like on the fucking like body just
contorted.
Contorted, bro. I'm just like a fucking I am a chalk outline.
Goddamn.
That is what happens when he would hit me. But speaking of hits, some other housekeeping that we're going to do. Obviously, we got a certain episode coming in a few episodes, if people can think about it.
Yeah.
On episode 100, we got plans for that, and hopefully those plans come out as soon as possible.
Yeah.
But we will be workshopping it. But we want to say that it will be our first episode with actual video of both of us on the couch like we are have always been, and we're going to be filming ourselves and putting ourselves on the show, and that's how we're going to be doing the show for here and forward.
Yeah. And don't worry, we're not like making the full switch to video.
No.
Like, you'll still be able to listen to us here on your favorite podcatcher of choice.
Yeah, we're not going away. We're too old for that, so
yeah, exactly.
Like, we're not gonna give that up easy, but gonna make the transition to make video, so y'all can actually see me curse out Jose with my eyes.
You can see the look on his face when I tell just spew shenanigans.
Yeah, just like, and me trying to get Jose to fucking laugh off some very plausible shit.
Yes.
That occasionally flow out of my mouth. But but yeah, we definitely looking forward to doing that. We got four more episodes, so reason why I say this,
cuatro más,
is because you're only gonna be able to get two episodes for this month, and then two episodes in December before we go on our holiday break.
Our big holiday break.
Should we tell them what those movies are?
Yeah, because I don't think they're going to change.
Nah, I don't think they're going to change. And if they do, you know, we'll...
That's typical Cinevale.
Yeah, typical. As of now, we have the movie that we're covering today.
That's right.
Which is, Jose, can you tell the lovely people?
It is the one, the only, Ghidra, the three-headed monster.
A Godzilla flick for those who do not know.
We'll explain in a minute.
Yep. Also, we will be covering the new movie, Thanksgiving, by Eli Roth.
Wait, Dark Meat. Oh, we'll be covering.
Yes, sir. If you were a fan of Grindhouse or the movie Grindhouse, you may have saw those fake trailers. That is a movie that is coming out based on those fake trailers, based on one of those fake trailers. And it's almost, the certain scenes from that trailer actually is in the movie, and I can't fucking wait. So we will be doing that. That will be our Thanksgiving special.
Yeah.
And then in comes December. You know, we like to do our Christmas movies. Sometimes we like to troll y'all and make it Christmas horror movies. But shockingly, there is no Christmas horror movies this year.
No, not this year.
No, sir. We decided to do the family-friendly type environment. And Jose is looking at me like, are you fucking serious? I'm like, well, we decided to go a different route. I couldn't do Die Hard again.
I wanted to do Die Hard 2, y'all. I'm just letting y'all know. Yeah, Shaq still refuses.
I'm not fucking doing Die Hard. You got to get me blackout drunk like I was.
We can make that happen, man. Die
Please
Hard 2.
God, no.
William Sandler butt-ass naked in front of a mirror.
I'm fucking good.
Practicing kung fu.
I am very fuck. Why are you putting that in my mind? Shut up.
Genjutsu.
Get out. Stay out of my head. We will be doing 2022's Violent Night.
Yeah.
Looking with David Harbour and John Leguizamo. Yeah. I cannot wait for that because I fucking love that movie.
Yeah, we both love that movie.
Holy mother of God. That is a tale for...
Yeah, we both saw that like instant Christmas classic.
Yep, just it was like, it is in the rotation.
Yep.
Like, it is in the rotation. And also, we went back and forth on this, but I'm glad we actually sat down and we started talking about it. Our Christmas Spectacular episode is one that, I'm going to be honest with you, it's not my personal favorite because the sequel is my personal favorite.
Okay, yeah.
Which I was going to cheat and say, no, let's do that one.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make any sense to do that one because I want to say we kind of, if you notice, man, we kind of covered the originals first and then go to do the sequels.
Yeah, we are kind of, I'm trying to think if we ever, Mad Max.
Mad Max is the only one. But it was only because that one's only because it came out that year.
Yeah, that's true. We were celebrating the year.
Summer of 82.
That's right.
So like that one's kind of like a different feel.
And let's keep it a bean. Fucking the Road Warrior, Infinite Greatest Sign.
Yeah.
Mad Max Part 1.
Yeah, I had to question my sexuality.
Just walk away, Shaq. Just walk away.
Like, look at him. Look at him. Nah, man, and then we're going, but we decided on what we were going to do, and what we decided to do is a classic to many of you, young, old, confused, mm-hmm. You know, and majority of our fan base has seen this movie and will be happy to see this movie. We are bringing in and closing out 2023 with our Christmas, Cinema Villains Christmas Spectacular, Home Alone. It doesn't have a... Oh, yeah, it does
have
a theme
song.
Yeah, it has that. But
it doesn't really
but Jingle All the Way had that theme as well.
Oh, it did, yeah. That's just a Christmas song.
This is a Christmas song.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no.
Yeah, keep the change, you filthy animal.
Yep. Home Alone will be our Christmas Spectacular movie.
Of course, Home Alone, our first Joe Pesci movie, because that had to be that one.
Oh, dude. What would it have been, though? Like, Goodfellas?
Goodfellas, I don't think I think
Yeah, nah. This one makes more...
Is he not the bad guy in Moonwalker, or am I thinking of someone else?
Ooh, he might actually be, but both of them.
Right?
But I'm also thinking, I don't know why I'm putting Danny DeVito in that, but I'm thinking of just two short
dudes.
Two short white men.
Yeah.
Balding, two short balding white men, and it might be Joe Pesci, though.
Oh, fuck, I gotta look, because it could be that other dude, and I always called him not Joe Pesci, one actor, you know what I'm talking
about? I think it is
the
Joe Pesci.
The dude from The Crow.
I think it is Joe Pesci, though. I think it is Joe Pesci, because Joe Pesci is that dude.
Yeah, it is Joe Pesci.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he was that dude in that time frame.
Right,
So, yeah, no. We will be doing Home Alone, and I keep saying fucking Halloween.
God damn. We're doing Halloween for
Halloween for Christmas. Like, fuck y'all. That is what we're doing. But no, we're doing Home Alone. And I can't wait to actually do it because I got some words.
Words?
I got words, my boy.
Yeah.
I can't fucking wait. Also, we drinking eggnog this year.
Oh, we probably should.
Yeah,
I guess.
We definitely
well,
will.
Yeah, well,
no, we definitely will. We definitely will.
Yeah.
Spike eggnog because I literally hate myself. But
hell yeah.
But yeah, nah. I can't wait to do that. Those are the four movies.
Those are your four movies. If you don't want to watch them before we talk about them, there you go.
Yep. And like I said, in order. Obviously, the Three-Headed Monster is today. Then Thanksgiving's the next one, which is going to be in theaters. So if you haven't seen that, that is going to be very spoilery.
Yeah, we'll give you the warning.
Yeah, we'll give you the warning.
You know, we'll be nice. We'll give you our overall thoughts, and then we'll go into spoilers afterward.
Okay, word. I like that. And then, obviously, Violent Night will be the first December movie, and Home Alone will be the Christmas movie, will be our Christmas Spectacular. So that is all of the housekeeping that I have.
Yeah.
Do you have anything that you want to state to the
That's about it, I think, as far as, you know, what's coming up and what are we doing. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, no problem. Again, thank you to Darius Lockhart and Ashay Wrestling for, you know, doing the damn thing, man. I'm so proud of them.
Yeah, exactly. Can't wait.
Yeah, man. Anywho, let's talk about Godzilla. Why did we choose this movie, Jose? Why did you choose this movie? Because you know damn well I didn't. Y'all know I didn't.
Because I love Godzilla.
He really does.
It's the best. Look at him. He's so cool.
He is.
He got a tail. He got spikes. He blows fire.
But why this one, though?
He can do drop kicks.
He can do fly, drop kicks.
Technically.
He can get schmicks, too, apparently.
Good boy.
Oh, man.
No, but I wanted to pick a Godzilla movie because for those, the uninitiated...
Which is going to be like 80% of
yeah,
this
most
audience.
Yeah, most of it. Miles and Corey are the only ones like, oh,
we're super
know.
Fucking nerds.
Corey is already judging us for this episode. They're like, oh, you're gonna put in facts, guy? Or you're going to talk about the history of this one?
I'm going to tell you this right now, you nerdy fuck, no. We have been doing this for 90 plus episodes. You know damn well we're not going to fucking cover this properly.
Exactly.
So if you want that, if you want your fucking... If you want your 90-minute classics,
if you want your research,
if you want your research and due diligence, nah, not us.
Not us. Big meaty monsters slapping meat.
Oh, shut up, bro. That's so stupid. But you chose this because, obviously, Godzilla's birthday
is... Yeah, Godzilla's birthday was November 3rd. He celebrated his 69.
Nice.
69th birthday, and also in Japan as of right now, and as of Godzilla's birthday, the newest Toho Godzilla movie was released, One Godzilla Minus One.
Yeah, and this is the first Toho Godzilla movie since Shin Godzilla? Okay, yeah.
Live action, anyway.
Yeah, live action.
Those three anime Netflix movies.
Yeah. What shows? Were they not shows?
No, one was a show, okay, but then they did have a movie. They had like a trilogy.
Word. I just had to make sure because I was like, oh.
No, there is a show too.
Okay, word.
But it comes out over here December 1st. I can't wait.
Yeah, we've already discussed, and Jose already proven to me that he's going to stab me in the back and be in that theater.
Because Shaq's like, hey, we're gonna go watch that together, right? Now, it's a Padme. Anakin Skywalker meme.
I'm fucking Padme. I'm like, we're gonna see that shit together, right?
And I'm just staring at you, like,
I'm like, right? And he's like,
we're gonna see it together, right? Still like giving you that look,
right? And I'm just like,
that's opening night for me, baby.
Yeah, and I had to realize that my man's did this shit to me before.
I would have had my Godzilla tickets.
Godzilla versus Kong.
But the Alamo. Come on, buddies.
They ain't got it.
Tickets are on sale everywhere else.
I should pull up on you just to smack you, bro. Be like, yeah, bitch, you cheating fuck.
It's like, what are we doing, buddy?
Yeah, nah, I should buy all those tickets. I ain't gonna do that.
Damn, that's a lot of money, bro.
That is. Shit, unless they fucking be like $800 to rent out. I'm like, shit, say less. Nah. But, and I know because the Minus One does come out December 1st.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny because it's like, why wouldn't we just do it around that or cover that movie, because it's really December unless Godzilla's like fucking up
Christmas trees,
like a Christmas tree, or which I would fucking kill
is
to
there
see
Christmas Godzilla.
I don't think
I
there
don't
is
think
I would pay
so.
For that, dude. Oh, dude,
yeah,
can you imagine as Godzilla is Santa Claus?
Let's go
fucking just walking down the streets trying to give out like presents and shit.
Little just
little just dropping and just shit like that, and like, but can't like, but fucking Rodan, like actually Rodan would get a fucking lump of coal. Fuck him.
He goes up the road, yeah, lump of coal. It's
lump
like
of coal and fucking
it's like, hey, yo.
Yo, fucking now let me ask you this. Is it Ghidorah or Ghidorah?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
The answer is yes.
That's
a
fine.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah, my whole thing.
Technically, it is Ghidorah.
Mm.
But for the longest time, like a lot of the dubs were like Ghidorah.
Yeah, Ghidorah. Like I say Ghidorah, I say Ghidorah.
Yeah.
I say KG. It's just easy for me.
It's just, it's the answer
is
yes.
All I'm saying is I know he would be fucking Krampus. He would be
he's
Krampus.
He's trying to ruin everyone's shit.
He's like, yo, I'm fucking your shit up.
Mm-hmm. Krampus.
Man, go back and listen to that episode if you want to get in the holiday spirit.
Yeah, and that's next year. You know, when you want to listen to all our Christmas episodes.
Man, yeah, we need to do a compilation of our Christmas episodes in order.
Yeah.
And see how bad they are.
Oof.
Yeah, I think some of our best episodes are during, like, I think some of our best episodes happen during October and December.
Yeah.
I swear to God. Now, there might be some gems sprinkled around. Mm-hmm. Like outside the year, but like between October, where we're on our fucking shit, and December, where we're kind of wrapping everything up, and we're kind of like, okay, we got to get the fuck out of here. It's kind of like we go on our break, and then there you go. It's the greatest shit ever. But
yeah,
nah, man, I look forward to that shit, man.
Yeah.
But in this particular sense, like, but why this one? Because we had other, even though we waited to the last minute to figure out what the fuck we were watching, why
yeah,
this one in particular?
Yeah, because it was weird, because I honestly, when I was looking like to pick a Godzilla movie, I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm either picking this one,
mm-hmm.
or I'm picking Godzilla versus Megalon,
mm-hmm.
only because that's the 50th year anniversary of that movie,
mm-hmm.
and they actually just released like a short,
mm-hmm.
like a little animated short, mm-hmm. or CG short,
mm-hmm.
which is Godzilla fighting Megalon
mm-hmm.
again.
Mm-hmm.
And but no, I was like, no, let me get Ghidorah out the way,
because
he is Godzilla's Lex Luthor.
That is his biggest op.
Yeah, 100%. And there's a lot of movies that were like, hey, here's Ghidorah again. He just popped up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, let's just get his debut out of the way and get it over with.
Yeah, this is like his biggest. That is literally his biggest hater.
Yeah, 100%.
Like Rodan is literally right there,
mm-hmm.
but like KG is. Fucking numero uno. He's probably my favorite fucking Godzilla
villain.
Villain, yeah. I was about to say demon. I was gonna say demon, but like no, he's not really a demon.
Unless you watch Godzilla, Mothra, King Ghidorah, Giant Monsters All Out Attack.
Yeah.
Or GMK for short.
So what y'all also gonna see is Jose is in his prime mm-hmm. of like nerddom.
Yeah.
Like he is the guy who knows more about this shit than I know math, right? And well, I do not know math.
I was about to say, guy.
Yeah, I'm Floridian, brother. We do not count. We count bricks.
Yeah, GMK is the only movie where Godzilla is the bad guy, and Ghidorah is the good guy.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Nani?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fucking weird.
Yeah,
I don't know how to feel about this.
It's like one of the best Godzilla movies too.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
It's like goated.
All right. Fine. Fuck it.
But yeah.
But yeah, we decided to do this because honestly, man, I'm not gonna hold y'all. I had no fucking idea. I had no say in anything of the Godzilla because Jose doesn't recommend a lot of movies. So when he does, I'm like, all right. I'm just like, all right, bro, let's go. I typically try not to say no to him when he recommends a movie unless I know he's trolling me. And I'm like, that's like 75% of the fucking time.
Yeah.
So.
I was also torn between, I guess, the next movie, which would be the sequel to this one, which is Invasion of the Astro Monster, Godzilla versus Monster Zero, whichever way you were raised it. Because that one's like pretty much a sequel to this movie. It has little aliens in it. It's cool.
I wanted to do, like, what, Destroy All Monsters? Or what was the Monster Battle Royale movie that it had?
On there?
Yeah.
It was Destroy All Monsters.
Okay, I was.
Which could have worked too, because Ghidorah's the main one. Yeah, that too.
He's a fucking. Kind of. He's just like it's a battle royale of like just all shenanigans and shit.
Shenanigans.
We also could have did Godzilla 2014, and we also could have did King of the Monsters.
Which we could have did King of the Monsters, yeah,
which
that
we
is
didn't
true.
Do. And King of the Monsters was like, I would love to do that one day.
Yeah, because
that movie was great, but it also was like, hey, bro, I got questions.
Yeah.
That's when we had that fucking meme of like. One smart, like one evil, one smart, and then the other one was like,
yeah, the
it was like fucking.
It was one of the greatest memes ever. Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was like, yeah, don't play with matches. And this motherfucker is like a derpy.
I just seen another one the other day. It was like Captain Marvel, Monica Rambeau, Miss Marvel. I was like, damn,
that's fucked
hey, like,
up.
Y'all
man.
Put some respect on Miss Marvel.
Yeah, man, she's like one of the only
on
people.
Kamala Khan. Y'all put some respect.
Y'all racist saying that shit.
Damn,
that's all. Anywho, But yeah, we decided to do this, and like, I'm not gonna hold y'all, man. I am not the Godzilla guy. I'm a fraud. I like Godzilla.
You're a fraud.
I'm a fraud, bro.
The biggest frauds in history. You're right under. Now, I don't know if that's a spoiler or not.
Hold on.
I won't say that.
Hold off. Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. I think I know what you're talking about, but let's not.
This rhymes with bozo.
Oh yeah, nah.
Okay, I was like,
that might
be a spoiler, so I'm not gonna say that.
Nah. So, this is going to be Jose's lead. He's going to be taking the lead on this. I mean, obviously, we're going to do our tail of the tape and everything else.
Yeah.
But he's going to take point. He's going to be the guy. This is his realm. I'm going to just follow behind him and make loud monkey noises.
I am nobody's bitch. You are mine.
How'd you get into this one, man?
So I think I actually do remember the first time I seen this movie.
Okay.
I was a young tot.
Mm-hmm.
I saw...
At the ripe old age of 47?
Dude, so I swear to God, no. This came out. Mm. I saw this on... I swear it had... My memory might be fucking with me, but I swear the Disney Channel back in the day used to show random movies when they didn't show Disney shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because that's just how...
They show old classic Disney ones, because that's how I got into Zorro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't say that I seen a Godzilla movie on Disney, though.
No, they were... I might be wrong, but I swear they would show just random non-Disney movies.
Maybe
it wasn't. But anyway, I remember seeing something like coming up.
Because,
you know, back in the day, you had to read the newspapers to see what they're showing. And I was like, oh, what are they showing on this channel? Something, it was like Ghidra, the three-headed monster. I was like, I don't know what that is, but I like monsters. So I'm going to watch it. Not knowing that as soon as the movie starts, I'm like, man, this looks like Godzilla. Sure enough, bam, Godzilla pops up. I'm like, hey! So hyped. So yeah, little Jose was the happiest boy in the world.
And that,
realizing he discovered a Godzilla movie he didn't know was a Godzilla movie.
Hey, that's my boy.
Yep.
I imagine little Jose with his Mexicano bowl cut and like one big tooth.
I did not have a bowl cut, thank you.
I just say like,
I did have a rat tail.
I can believe that. That yeah. I believe. I also imagine you just having one big tooth. Like just,
Jesus
just
Christ.
Be like, hey, like fucking like we looked at Tails with the fucking spinny hat. I'm like, it's like, what's your problem?
What's the problem?
Fucking like, it's like, whoa. Like he's fucking just sitting there. He's like, Godzilla. Yay.
You okay, Uncle Shag?
Oh, no.
Fucking tell him to call me that.
No. You fucking told me that. Don't do it. Don't do that. I could call that enough.
Damn.
But. I'm not even gonna hold you. I do not remember seeing this, obviously, until I was older. But I know I just watched this recently outside of today because I think I watched this. It was on Max. I think I remember watching this, and watching this just for KG, Ghidorah, King Ghidorah. And watching that and going like, yo, this is the slowest shit ever. Because I do remember that shit. Because the problem with Godzilla movies is like, obviously, we're all here for the monsters.
Bum, 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 bum.
There's usually the human element. And then sometimes you can care about it. But sometimes you can care about the weird shit that's going on.
Yeah.
Like the Mothra twins and shit like that. Like the weird continuation, the continuity of it all, but then it's like other humans that just you do not know who the fuck they are and you do not care.
Yeah.
So it's one of those.
That's
like,
why I think the next one's one of the best because even the non Godzilla stuff is kind of cool because it's like a sci-fi. I feel like some Star Trek shit, some 70s Star Trek shit too.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So it's one of those like
even though this technically predated Star Trek, so but still
yeah. I mean, and it's just one of those things to where it's just kind of it's just really fucking. My problem with this movie is just like it's just pace, fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's super slow. I don't care about half these fucking characters. There's one character I'm finna get in his ass. and then there's a couple, but then obviously when we see Godzilla, who is like literally who shows up on the screen and it's him versus Rodan, and then but then you got fucking the title of the fucking movie. It's called King Ghidorah or Ghidorah and the three-headed monster, or Ghidorah the three-headed monster. The motherfucker is literally in the movie for about under 10 minutes.
Yeah, he pops up in the movie. He's like, "I am a problem."
He's like, "I am here."
Yeah,
to cause havoc.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sitting here going, "Like, oh yeah."
He pops up like rent is due.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, "Hey," and he's like, "Hey, I'm here." And he's like, "All right, you gonna do some cool shit now?" And he just like. My job is done here.
The tuxedo mask.
I'm like, but you didn't do anything. My job is done here. And just kind of disappears. And I'm just like, man, what the fuck? I think that's kind of what bugged me about it.
Yeah.
Like, do we recommend this movie? I know you do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I know you do. Me personally, I'm like, I'm going to recommend it because it's like the silly shit kind of happens. But you got to wait. Like, this movie is like, I believe, an hour and 30 minutes long, but like, or an hour, 10, 20 minutes long, and I will just fast forward to the last 20 minutes of this movie. That's just me, though.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no, that's perfect fine too.
Yeah, I'm just like, nah, bro. I'm good. Like I said, and I fuck with this because I fuck with Ghidorah as one of my favorite fucking Godzilla villains because, like, three heads. I mean, first off, it's just it's a giant three-headed dragon. Dragon has no fucking arms, like none.
No.
It just has his wings. And three it has heads. His three heads and it's
two
just,
tails.
And two tails. It's ridiculous. It's a monstrosity. And yet I love it.
I love it.
I love it. I really do.
It's also one of my favorite MF Doom alter egos.
Oh man. Yo, really? Oh, shut up.
Yeah, he has a King Ghidorah album.
Oh, he does, dude.
It fucking shit slaps. It's that motherfucker stays on rotation. I got the vinyl and everything. I'm like, let's go.
That's crazy, man.
It has a little Ghidorah on it.
That's crazy. That's actually pretty dope. I didn't know that.
It's funny because he was interviewing him. Someone was like, what about your King Ghidorah alter ego? You can tell that dude does not know what the fuck Godzilla is. He's like, how would that look like, man? What like, would you ever do that? He's like, nah, man. King Ghidorah's ethereal, dog. You don't understand. It's a big three-headed like gold dragon. That dude was just blown away.
Yeah, he's like, what?
Obviously not knowing that MF Doom's just describing the Godzilla. That dude was just like, wow, man. Like, yeah, man, that's what King Ghidorah. You can't even perceive him, dog.
Dog. This motherfucker started waxing poetic.
Yeah, that dude just like,
yeah, like, that's gotta be
MF Doom is a genius.
Yeah, like, he's a genius, man. Like, he's thinking it's a fucking actual deity. He's like, motherfucker, no, that is...
No, it's Godzilla. I think he even says at the end of the show, he's like, yeah, man, that's actually Godzilla.
He's fucking Godzilla, bro. Like, that's fucking crazy. Yeah, but I fuck with King... I fuck with his design and everything else. And then, like, just the fact that he was here to fuck shit up. I think it's him and Mechagodzilla are my two favorite fucking villains. Yeah. Like, high key.
Yeah, those are, like, the most popular.
Those are, but, like, after you look at how everything is, it's like, nah, bro, these motherfuckers slap.
Yeah.
Like, if they were in a tag team.
They just come to like just a wreck,
two-man power trip type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ghidorah is fucking Triple H, fucking Mechagodzilla Stone Cold Steve Austin. And it is causing hell.
Yeah. You're just bodying everybody.
Bodying everyone, dog. You have no fucking chance, bro. You have no chance.
No chance.
That's what you got.
Come out doing the strip.
We up against some machine too strong. Man, that shit so great.
So good.
So good. So good. Not this movie, though. No, I'm kidding. The movie's fine. It's just, it's one of those things that I would probably, if it was on, actually, if it's on Tubi or playing on Tubi, you know, I'm going to just let it rock. Or if it's like a whole movie marathon of fucking Godzilla movies and it's on there, obviously I'm going to get hyped up for this.
Yeah, which you can just do on Pluto TV.
Yeah, you can watch this on Pluto.
On Tubi, I think.
On Tubi, I believe.
It's on HBO Max, too,
Definitely on HBO Max.
Yeah, but download Pluto, because Pluto just has an entire channel dedicated to Godzilla.
Yep. And you can actually, some of these are on YouTube. By the way.
Yeah, no, they pop. Yeah, that is true.
So some of these are on YouTube.
Just pop up on YouTube.
Randomly. Yeah. Just randomly. You can just fucking watch them on there. But, like, we just given you a couple of sites. You can actually watch those for free. Obviously, some with commercials. The other one will be, obviously, Max subscription service. But, you know, it's dope. It's very dope.
It is a very dope.
But let's go ahead and get into the tale of the tape. Give me 1 second here as I pull up the information.
Yep.
All right. Tail of the tape. I got my information up, and we are covering King Ghidorah, like Ghidorah, or Ghidorah. Full name, King Ghidorah. Alias, Ghidorah. Ghidorah, and then Ghidorah, spelled G-H-I-D-O-R-A-H. And then G-H-I-D-R-A-H. Mm-hmm. So there's no O. You knew this. Obviously, Monster Zero, three-headed dragon, three-headed monster, and demon of the galaxy.
Hey, there you go.
Occupation is a kaiju, and I didn't know he had a job, but hey, whatever.
Yeah.
Agent of various alien races. Powers and skills, intelligence, supernatural strength, supernatural mobility, supernatural durability. I'm not going to hold you. I thought this said gravity beans. It says gravity beams.
This motherfucker eating beans.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and they're not gravity.
Yeah.
Bitch is floating.
That's a lick.
No, I swear to God. Yeah. I had to stop.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have to read this slowly because I was going to say beans.
Yeah.
And not beams.
No, gravity beams.
Gravity beams. Flight aerokinesis. aerokinesis.
Pyrokinesis.
Yeah, there it is.
Cryokinesis.
Hobbies. Traveling throughout the universe and destroying planets. Fighting other monsters. Fighting around the world.
Fighting around the world.
Goals. Destroy Earth and failed. All of the other planets that he encounters and for the fun of it. Sicko. Kill Godzilla, Mothra, and Rodan. All of Earth monsters. Failed. And anything else that stands in his way. Partially succeeded. Conquer Earth for alien races. Failed. His crimes. Mass murder, genocide, invasion, torture, mass municicide, omnicide, vandalism, mutilation, terrorism, conspiracy, abuse, psychological and physical, crimes against the universe, and attempted world domination. The type of villain he is a cataclysmic, a dragoon.
That sounds so metal.
It does, don't it?
Cataclysmic dragoon. Let's go.
Yeah, no, that motherfucker, that sounds like fucking epic as shit. Go ahead, my brother, Jose. Hit these lovely people with that good old grade A synopsis.
Synopsis for Ghidorah, the three-headed monster. A detective is assigned to protect a princess who prophesizes the Earth's end with the arrival of the powerful space monster, King Ghidorah. Mothra and her fairies must persuade Godzilla and Rodan to set aside their differences and face the invader or suffer the end of the world.
It's the end of the world and you know it.
There you go.
All right. Ghidorah, the three-headed monster, came out in 1964. Sci-fi horror, an hour and 33 minutes. Of course, we said before, you can reach this on Pluto TV, Tubi, Crackle, Plex, Max, which is obviously HBO Max, and available, I believe, on Philo as well as an Amazon Prime Premium subscriber. So I'm guessing.
And I'm pretty sure this is also on the Criterion Channel.
So yeah, it's definitely on Criterion. Yeah, it's in the Criterion Channel and YouTube.
Yeah,
and literally YouTube. I do not want to ruin the cast name.
You want me to be super weeby? I'll do it for you, dog.
Yeah, please, dog, because I don't want to fucking... And you, because, you know, you dodged a bullet, because one thing with Bop or Flop I do not like doing is finding the Japanese market numbers.
Yeah.
And then computing those with the actual inbox numbers or box office numbers for that. So it's going to be different. So you, my friend, do not have to worry about playing Bop or Flop this episode.
Yay!
I cannot tell you on those other ones.
Actually, we might not be able to do it next week.
Oh, well, yeah, you're right. So so you, my friend, might be skating on Bop or Flop, my man. Lucky you.
Yay. Okay, but here we go. Top cast for, I'm just bringing this off MDB, so if I miss someone, I'm sorry. But we got Yosuke Natsuki as Detective Shinodo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Shindu, my man.
Already.
Fuck, dog. Corey is yelling.
Corey is,
I can hear him.
Dog, I can
this
hear
is,
him.
This is the only thing in the back of my mind. I just picture Corey
you
just
fucking
doing
dumbass.
The Daniel Bryan meme where he's just like right here.
Right staring at you. Say his name again as he's like bashing his fucking keyboard.
Exactly.
That handsome fucker.
We have Yuriko Hoshi as Nako Shindo, his sister. The wonderful Hiroshi Kozumi as Professor Muida. And we have Akiko Wabayashi as Princess Selena Sauno of what? Hold on, this thing cut off. Of Serginia. That's fake country. And also Martian/Venus princess.
Venus rhymes with penis.
And of course, Emi Ito and Yumi Ito as the Shobijin, aka the Mothra twins.
Mothra twins.
Twin fairies. We have the legendary Takashi Shimuru as Dr. Tsukamoto.
Shimuru.
And Akihiko Hirata. There you go.
And I like how
Chief
you almost
Detective
passed,
Okita.
I like how you almost passed me the fucking phone to be like, bro, how do you say this
and
word?
And last but not least, I'm just going to say this, motherfucker. Just only for Shag. We have Hisaya Ito as Mao Miss, AKA the Chief Assassin.
I fucking hate him. I hate him.
Yeah, that's basically it. That's all you need to know.
I hate him. I fucking hate him.
I would read you who's Godzilla, but they don't have them on here.
Yeah, it's this
it's,
one.
It's old. I know his name. I'm just gonna.
Which rubber suit was this?
This is one of the originals. So it's Haru Nakajima, the legend as Gojira.
Gojira.
I'm not gonna read Rodan. No one else. Cause
no. Fuck Rodan.
Shag would.
Fuck Rodan. I'm already gonna lose my shit. This movie has two motherfuckers I'd be wanting to fight off rip. I smacked the shit out of Rodan.
There you go.
Fuck that chicken. Like, fuck him. I'm smacking the shit out of him. I don't give a fuck if he's the size of Cleveland. I'm beating the shit out of him.
So Rodan and the assassin are hanging off a cliff. Which one do you save? Shaq just thought of the visual that he just left.
I fucking do. Oh my God, if you saw the fucking face I made, it was this face of disgust.
Yeah.
I was like, nigga, ew. Like, I was like, ew. Ew. No, dog. That's fucking gross.
Oh, shit. That's great.
You know what? I'd probably save the assassin.
Damn.
Because he's fucking drippy, but he's a fucking incompetent idiot.
Bro.
How can you be a drippy?
He had that girl dead to rights about seven times in this movie.
Buddy was so sauced up, like dripping from head to toe, bro. If he was the villain of this shit, his drip would get...
I mean, he technically is the human villain.
Yeah, but like his drip would be like a six.
Yeah.
Because like he is on some Japanese Albert Wesker shit.
Yeah.
Resident Evil fame, just looking fucking immaculate.
Pulls up looking like Emperor Pilaf to begin with. Just...
Dog. Yes. Rocking the silliest shit ever, bro. And then my mans comes up and is like, yeah, I'm fucking finna be drippy as shit. No. Nah, bro. That is drip or drown.
Golly, drip or drown.
That is literally him. And he, like, everything else he was doing, he's fucking drowning, dog. I don't want to fucking hear it. Like, I'm over it. But, yeah, nah, that... We recommend, well, Jose is going to recommend any Godzilla movie except for, actually, can you tell the people what Godzilla movies did you not recommend?
Honestly, it's just one, and it's Godzilla's Revenge, aka All Monsters Attack.
Yeah.
Because it's just a weird, it's a compilation movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, here's Godzilla's greatest hits, but it's told through the story of some young weirdo kid.
So you?
Who gets bullied. And he's just imagining he's baby Godzilla's friend.
So you?
And they're going on adventures.
So you?
They're going on adventures. And he's just pretending they're just best friends. And
this is not helping you, by the way.
And it's like, no, this is all in his head. It's all a dream. It was all a dream.
This is not helping.
It's all a dream.
It's not helping you, bro.
And, you know, the fighting that Godzilla's doing is basically trying to... Like, stand up to those bullies, kids. Yeah, you get kidnapped in the third act. Stand up to those kidnappers.
Hey,
so what? They got guns.
Jose.
What would Godzilla do?
Jose, you could have easily just stopped, and yet you kept going, and I applaud you, my friend. But, like, this is what... That is Toho's way of scaring the hoes, and I'm not... That is... Like, you've literally just explained that. Like, if you told me this is just one of your Japanese animes, I'm like, that's
one of my Japanese animes.
That is literally you, my man.
So, this little kid in the beginning of the movie gets hit by a truck, and he's isekai'd into the Godzilla world. Actually, I want to see that now. Take it back. Toho, I have an anime for you. That time I was resurrected as
Godzilla?
No, as Manila, as his son.
Oh, no. Nah.
Because you know you're not going to become the strongest.
So let me ask you this, man, because I got a guy who's fucking with me, like my boy Phil. He'll never listen to this.
Yeah.
But he always, just to know he bothers me, he sends a fucking Godzilla theme song, but like the cartoon, but when Godzuki's in it. Because he knows it pisses me off to know it. Exactly. That part right there. Because I'll be sitting there. He was like, when we used to live together back in Jax, he would just be like, and Godzuki. I'd be like, I'll throw a fucking shoe at him. I used to throw my fucking cat at him. I'm just like, yo, fuck it. Motherfucker just be like fucking flying through the air. I'm sick of his shit.
Launching dog. What the fuck does launching dog mean?
Nah, man, fuck it. Like, I would fucking, like, I would be, low. I would never throw a dog.
No. Or a cat. Well,
I may or may not have thrown a cat.
Jesus Christ.
He landed safely.
Cats do land on their feet.
Yeah, that motherfucker I may have tossed a few times. I miss him. No. But no, he would play that shit. So my before we jump into this, what's your fucking opinion on Godzuki, bro?
He's fine.
Is that not
No, Manila's something. Manila's this weirdo looking gray blob, which Godzilla needs to go to court.
That's not mine.
Might not be your kid, my guy. Godzilla's just he's the father that stepped on.
Bruh, nah, man. Fucking nah, bro. Like, I fucking hate Godzuki, bro. Cause what's the point?
Well, this is Manila.
I know Manila. Okay, I know Manila. Motherfucker looks like does look like fucking.
Look, it was Hanna-Barbera in the 70s. They needed someone to hang out with the kids.
Fucking Godzuki, bro.
So of course they made Godzuki. A little Godzilla that can fly for some fucking.
That's what
reason.
I'm saying. Like, why is he flying? Motherfucker, I want him to fly into the sun
so he can literally crash.
And never come.
In the intro, every time.
I wish he could run into the sun and never come back. Yeah.
Well, he never did, Shaq. It makes you feel better.
Yes.
That show ended and it was gone.
Yes. And I'm
you
still
know, that
haunted.
Pluto was supposed to show that cartoon, too, every once in a while, but I guess they never.
I'm kind of glad they didn't.
I guess they either didn't show get the rights or.
Show the 98 cartoon.
Yeah.
Show that one, because that was slapped. But anyway.
Yeah, the 98 cartoon is actually great. I'm not going to lie.
Actually,
I won't hold
let's go ahead and. Get into the movie, my man. And ladies and gentlemen, again, this is one of those things to where I'm going to just be honest with you. I have no fucking idea what I'm talking about. 9 times out of 10 when I'm talking to Godzilla, this is the Godzilla expert, right? If I had to defer some shit, I'm literally looking at Professor Jose.
Y'all.
Talking about the giant lizard. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Hey, there you go.
I love saying that. I don't know why. In that particular cadence, yeah. In that particular voice. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
That's amazing.
I don't know why.
What do you think of King Ghidorah's original design?
So
it wasn't gold.
I'm okay with him not being different colors. The wings are different, and I don't know how I feel about him having hands. I feel as though he should have hands, right?
Little baby hands?
Something kind of, you know, like kind of like T-Rex hands and some shit.
Yeah.
Like, I feel as though those should be there, or the hand should be on the wings, which I think is in one of the redesigns where the,
claws
are on the wings and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, 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 the legendary one, 2018 or 2018.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He kind of has, like, feet, because he walks on his wings.
Yeah, he has those, and it's kind of like one of those things, but it's like, at the same time, I'm like, I'm okay with it. It's like, because he's flying with it, but he doesn't have any other hands, but he shoots lasers and shit, so it's kind of like, you really don't need them.
Yeah.
But if he gets in your shit, I'm a rock you. That's the problem is.
For those who want to know, his original design, he's purple.
Purple.
He's not gold. He's purple and he got like rainbow wings.
Yeah.
So shout out to him, I guess. Sure.
Yeah. Looks like if you.
LGBTQ ally.
Bro, I was going to talk about like stained metal or some shit. And
oh, okay.
Go,
never mind. Well, I'm just the rainbows. I guess.
Yes.
My bad. He's a rainbow in the dark. There we go. We saved it.
You make my brain hurt.
I'm sorry.
You're not.
I know.
You fucker, man. Go ahead and read the fucking shit for the people, bro.
I already did.
Not all of it.
The synopsis?
Not the synopsis, man. Oh, yeah, you're right. My fault. That's not how we do things. All right. You're the keeper of the tale, my man.
Okay. So, Ghidorah, the three-headed monster, or as it's called in Japan, Sanda Kaiju, Chikyu Saito no Kenshin.
Nerd.
AKA three giant monsters. Earth's greatest battle. I mean, yeah. Technically. Even
bruh.
Though four.
Bruh.
They forgot one.
I don't know, bruh.
Okay. So here we go. As always, I get my plots off of Wikipedia. So if something's missing or something's wrong, blame them, not me.
Mm-hmm.
Reporter Nako Shindo attends a communication session with the UFO Society for her television program. However, it is deemed a failure due to Nako's skepticism. A meteor shower soon descends on Japan, with the largest meteor crashing into Mount Kurodake. Kurodake, yeah. Naoko's brother, Detective Shindo, is assigned to guard Princess Sauna from a political assassination during an unannounced visit to Japan. En route to Japan, an alien entity leads...
Alien
entity leads
what the fuck was that?
Sauno There's too many people with the same name.
Okay, that's fair.
To jump from her plane before it explodes. Professor Moira leads a research team to Mount Kuwadake to investigate the large meteor, where they discover it randomly emits magnetic waves.
Magnetic shock wave.
Nako is sent to investigate a prophetess? A prophetess.
Wait, can you point the word out? Because I got lost, bro.
Investigate a prophetess?
So that's prophet. That's prophet.
Prophetess, I guess it's a girl. Prophetess, claiming to be from Venus.
Okay.
Because girls go to Venus.
To get...
No, they go to Jupiter.
No, we go to Jupiter to get more stupider.
Girls go to...
college to get more knowledge.
That makes no sense. Get out of here, women.
Wait, what? Hey, yo. He doesn't mean that.
No, I don't. I love you, women. Claiming to be from Venus, who predicts that the Rodan will emerge from Mount Aso.
I never wanted to jump more so than that whole little sequence we just had like 10 seconds ago. Because I'm just like, oh, no.
It's like, shut up, women. You're dumb.
I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, I'm going to fucking swanton bomb off of this fucking.
Yeah, he's like, well, we made it almost to episode 100. Canceled.
We were fucking canceled. Speaking of which, while we got a break, the princess pretty much, so typically from dumb man eyes, like here, caveman eyes.
Unga bunga hours, baby.
Unga bunga hours, bro. Yeah. I might need somebody to draw us as fucking cavemen and just say unga bunga hours, bro. Like me.
That's the after hours show.
Bro, I can't wait. But no, so the princess was on the plane. Literally caught the Holy Ghost, but it was the fucking alien fucking talking to her.
Yeah.
And we say, hey, they're going to blow this bitch up. You need to jump.
Yeah.
And she just jumped.
Not even. They just like, hey.
Hey, you need to run.
Get up. Get out the plane.
Get up. Get out the plane because you need to run. Just jump. This motherfucker just opened. They were like, princess, no. She just fucking opened up the plane and she just like leaps out that bitch. And I'm like, yo, is she even going to do a flip? Like what? I the whole time I'm sitting there going like, dog.
And the plane just immediately explodes. Like just I explode. Immediately.
Like she just, and I'm like, damn, what the fuck? Like, nah, she was being assassinated. She was being assassinated. They was supposed to be on a plane. It was supposed to explode. Strike one, by the way. Fuck that dude.
By the way, I don't know why she was being assassinated. I might have missed that. And if I did, I'm sorry.
Nah, man. But, like, my whole thing was, like, so she jumped out that plane. How the fuck she lands and not actually, like, they're not going to show any of that. But
yeah,
she,
don't worry about that.
How she jumped to being homeless, dog? Like, I don't understand.
Because, like, when we get to they're like, oh, there's a prophet. Talking about Shaq's like, is that the goddamn prince? You were like, is this the princess? Or like, please tell me that's the princess.
Like, please.
And I look at Shaq and like, that's the princess.
I'm like, yeah.
Like, how?
Like, how? How did she fucking survive that shit? Was she fucking Super Dave?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like fucking A, bro.
She just
did I just age myself knowing saying who's Super Dave? All right, yeah. You know what? Y'all got it.
She's an alien, so she gained.
She's not an alien though. She like gets like fucking. Fusion dance with a fucking alien.
The alien's like, if you jump off a plane, if you do a barrel roll at this exact second,
do a barrel roll.
You'll live.
Bro, what if she like did? What if she did actually fucking like tuck and roll like Link
that'd
from fucking
hilarious.
Zelda, and that's how she didn't break any of her bones?
That'd be some funny shit. But yeah, basically, she appears again. She's like she's prophesizing some shit. She's like, hey, I'm from Venus. Don't go to this mountain. Rodan's gonna pop up. Everyone's like, huh?
Yeah, I just wanted to know what the fuck, man.
Oh, yeah, and a big old meteor lands in the mountains.
In the mountains.
And it's, like, magnetizing everything. It's taking, like, all their little
Taking all their fucking pickaxes. On, like, you see the strings just pulling that shit. And it's just like, oh, okay.
And they're like, wow, this is pretty crazy.
This is what we're doing? All right, bet.
Yep. So, all right. The prophetess catches the attention of both Shindo and Sauno's uncle, both whom recognize her as the supposed dead Sauno. Responsible for the assassination plot, Sauno's uncle sends the assassin, Maomis, to kill her. After participating in a TV program, the Shobujin, Mothra's twin fairies, prepare to depart for home but are warned by the prophetess to not sail. Naoko takes the prophetess to a hotel to interview her and discovers that the Shobujin have been following them. Heeding the prophetess' warning, before the prehistoric sea monster, Gojira, aka Godzilla, sunk their ship.
I like how we fucking said, like, yo, he just blew that ship up, no problem, my guy. And I had to think of a fucking story. It's like, yo, that ship, sex trafficking.
That's hilarious.
I was like, yeah, nah,
Godzilla. Like, why, Godzilla? Why would you do such a thing? Like, sex traffickers.
It was like sex traffickers. News fucking says, yeah, this is a boat.
They're pedophiles.
This is fucking sex traffickers.
That was like my favorite joke on Deadpool 2.
Uh-huh.
Like, why are we just killing poor random doctors and stuff? Like, oh, they're pedophiles.
Oh.
Well, are they really?
Eh.
After confirming that the prophetess is Sauno, Shindo finds her at the hotel and saves her from Malmes. They evacuate after Godzilla and Rodan converge on the city and battle throughout the countryside. So this was strike two with Shag.
Oh my fucking god.
Because they're at the hotel with the princess / Venus chick. Sailor Venus. We're just going to say that for right now. Sorry. Let me turn that down. But yeah, so she's there because they're like, hey, man. She's planning to interview her. You know, she wants the story because, you know, she's a reporter. So she leaves. She's like, hold on, my brother's downstairs. Let me go talk to him real quick. And then the assassin and his crew pull up to the apartment or the hotel room. And they're like, hey, are you the princess? You look like the princess, but you don't have a bracelet that would confirm you were the princess. And they were like, she was like, eh. Because she's like,
she don't know. She's got amnesia. She's got amnesia. She's got the holy Venus ghost.
Yeah, well, yeah. Amnesia / she's possessed right now.
Yeah, she possessed.
Yeah. So she's like, I don't know nothing you're talking about.
She's like, the fuck is a princess? Well, yeah. I don't fucking know that.
Basically, she's like, he's like, a bracelet. You had a bracelet on. And she's like, oh, I gave it to some poor man. It's like, literally, not poor as in sorry, like, literally poor. Like, he's broke.
Yeah.
Like, I gave it to him. Like, your earthly possessions mean nothing. He's like, you humans need to not be into such shit, basically. At that point, you know, the dude's like, okay, it's her. Let's kill her. I have a knife.
I killed your father with it.
Like, I'm going to stab you with it in the back. Like, just shoot her in the head.
Dog. I said, this motherfucker, you told me about Buddy, and I got instantly excited. But then I started to remember this movie. That is the most incompetent-ass fucking assassin. This nigga literally had her at gunpoint several fucking times.
Multiple times.
Several times. And could have just pointed that shit at her, dog. Like, I'm just sitting here going like, hey, yo, like, what? Fucking shoot her, dog.
Yeah.
Shoot him. And, like, he didn't know. He's doing a song and dance and just, like, waxing poetic. And I'm like, you are wasting time. You have her right there. You even said it's her. Why are you taking this long, bro?
Yeah.
Like, he's like Ice-T in New Jack City. Except he's like, I want to stab you so bad my dick is hard.
Yeah.
He ain't do none of that.
No.
He's just fucking around, bro. Like, I was so mad. I had high hopes for Buddy, but I was so pissed off, bro. You understand, man. Holy
Shag
shit.
Shag is ready to fight.
And it just got fucking worse as the movie went on.
Yep.
I was pissed.
Shag was upset. So, after that, you know, while they're in the room, the Mothra twins are in there. And, of course, since they're like fairies, you know, they're little bitty. The assassins don't see them, so they just turn off the lights. And Buddy's like, hey, man, who turned off the lights? Looking around. And then at that point, you know, old girl's brother, the detective, happens to pull up in the room. Point blank, and they just all miss him.
They have the fucking aim of a star of the fucking...
To be fair, so does he, though.
They hold, no one like, in this movie. No one know how to shoot. No one know how to shoot, and it's pissing me off.
Yeah.
I don't even fuck with guns, and I know
like,
how to shoot.
At that point, they shoot. Old boy closes the door, the detective. So at that point, I told Shaq they had a good 15 seconds.
Yes.
To just turn, pop, headshot the princess, and leave.
You know who'd have fucking got this job done? No issues?
Who would have?
Toji, bro.
Oh, it'd have been done.
Toji would have instantly.
He'd have been like, who am I killing? princess. She thinks she's an alien though right now. He'd be like, okay.
You look like her. You smell like her. And
he'd look at the picture. You her. Did you ever wear this? Yeah. Okay, done. 10. Bam.
Bam. Done.
Neck broke. Shot in the head. Something.
Something. And then he's going back to the horse track. He's going back to the horse track.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to go waste this money that I just made.
That I just made.
Yeah. I'm just going to blow it.
See how my son's doing.
No, actually, I won't do that.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, you going to buy your son something nice? My no. What?
Like, nah, bro.
I have a son?
Like, I have one of those? Oh, shit, I do.
As he bet all his money. Shit, I do have a son.
Oh, fuck. Okay. What did they eat? Okay, we're getting off topic. But
what's his favorite color?
Yeah. We're getting off topic.
Shout out to Toji. He's the best.
Fucking Toji, bro. Amen. JJK.
But yeah, and as this Godzilla comes to shore, but instead of destroying the city, he looks up at the sky because he hears Rodan. You know when a plane flies really fast, Mach 3, you can hear the shit.
Yeah.
That's basically the same thing as Rodan. He looks up. He's like, hey, why are you on my turf? Like,
how you flying that fast and still sound like mid?
That's hilarious.
I fucking hate Rodan.
And then Godzilla's like, I'm going to fuck this motherfucker up. Just wait till you land. And then Godzilla kind of takes off.
Yeah. I fucking hate Rodan, dog. I fucking hate him so much. He's such a bitch. He is such a bitch. And not like the fucking, like, haha bitch, but more like fuck you type bitch. Like, fuck him, dog. He does nothing.
He has a sad backstory, bro.
Bitch, I'm black. We all have sad backstories. But I ain't no bitch.
Rodan lost his woman, the woman of his dreams.
Fuck that chicken.
She got cooked. They put
his ass in her oven.
They tried. He survived somehow?
Yeah, no. I think they didn't. They do that shit in him in the fucking like one of the volcanoes and shit.
Well, that wasn't the new one.
Okay. Well, no. I kind of thought they kind of took that from that, but no, it makes
more sense. Well, yeah, because at the end of his movie, spoiler alert, they somehow trap him in a volcano. Well, trap him and his wife. I guess you believe they were dead. It's never really confirmed if this is just a separate Rodan or if that's the guy, the boy Rodan that survived.
All I know is this one's a bitch.
There you go.
This one's a bitch. If I could fly, I'd beat his ass my damn self. I don't even have to fly, bro. I'm hopping on that motherfucker's back like I'm playing fucking, what's that fucking game where he's fighting all the giant monsters?
Shadow of the Colossus?
Yeah, Shadow of the Colossus. I'm fucking him up.
That's hilarious.
I'm fucking him up.
All right, let's go. After psychiatrist Dr. Tsukamoto concludes that the prophetess is human, she predicts the arrival of the alien dragon King Ghidorah, a monster that destroyed her home on Venus. Miura and his team witness the meteor explode, unleashing the golden three-headed space dragon, Ghidorah, who proceeds to attack Matsumoto. Oh, it's a town. It's a town.
I'm going to say, wait.
Yeah.
Nintendo?
Yeah. I know, right? He texts Nintendo CEO.
Nintendo.
No, but the authorities plead with the Shobujin to summon the larva monster Mothra for help, but they warn that Mothra alone could not defeat Ghidorah.
Mothra's a fucking worm in this movie, by the way.
Yeah, she's a caterpillar. She's not full on.
She's not the glorious moth.
Yeah, so trivia on that. They were like, look, dog, we already got to pull strings with Rodan and with King Ghidorah. Dog, we can't with Mothra. Shit's going to get mixed up. It's going to be a pain in the ass. So they decided to, like, okay, keep her a caterpillar still then.
Dog.
That's literally the only reason she wasn't a full-grown moth. Yeah.
That's funny as shit.
They were like, absolutely not.
Like, please.
The special effects team was like, help us.
See, dog, we will be here. I would like to go see my family.
Right.
Oh, fuck Rodan.
But yeah, they warned that Mothra alone could not defeat the Ghidorah, and their only hope would be for Godzilla, Rodan, and Mothra to join forces. Under hypnosis, the prophetess reveals that some of the Venusians, I guess that's the word.
Sure.
People from Venus.
Yep.
Escaped from Earth from Ghidorah and assimilated with human. But at the cost of losing most of their abilities, except prediction. So there you go. Yeah. So that's the end of that paragraph. So what happens?
That's a lot to unpack.
Yeah. So basically, they take her to some psychiatrist who's like, "Hey, man, I can."
Yeah.
Try to.
I can fix her.
Basically. And while this is happening, Godzilla and Rodan are fighting in the background the whole time.
Hey, Godzilla getting schmixed.
He really was.
Your boy was getting put in a blender,
Rodan,
bro.
Rodan will come and just peck, peck, peck. And Godzilla's like, shit. And damn it.
Godzilla's like fucking trying to wave this motherfucker away. And Rodan's just smacking that motherfucker in the head like smack. Just like smitty smack. Like if you have a cat. Yeah. You ever been skibbity pat?
Oh, yeah.
That's literally what that was.
Yep.
That's literally what that was.
As soon as you get in range, you just feel the...
Like, skibbity paps. Pap, pap, pap. That's literally what Rodan was doing. And just poking that motherfucker.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Rodan was out here really calling Godzilla a bitch.
Basically.
To his face.
Godzilla was like, you can't do nothing. Motherfucker.
He said, you'll never get this. You'll never get this. La, la, la.
Yeah, basically. And then he ended up getting it. You son of a motherfucker. Godzilla was like, if I get my jump.
He said, I get my motherfucking hands on you. Yeah. You raggedy bitch. I'm beating you raggedy ass chicken. I'm beating the shit out of you.
He does at one point, too. He finally catches him and slams that motherfucker.
Yeah, boy. I was about the happiest motherfucker.
Started slapping him with a tail. Shaq's like, oh, look, Godzilla twerking on your ass.
Yeah, see, you got your, oh my God, that whole scene. I say, look, Godzilla twerking on this nigga, dog. Look at him. Old bitch ass, Godzilla. Old bitch ass Rodan getting twerked on like a bitch. Look at him.
That shit's hilarious.
That shit crazy, bro. He was getting fucking sunned.
All right, so here we go. Shaq's favorite part of the movie.
Yep, yep.
After Mal Miss overhears Tsukamoto recommending shock therapy next, he increases the voltage to a fatal degree, but fails after the power lines are destroyed by Godzilla.
Bro, you ever met a motherfucker so incompetent that you have to think there's something wrong with him?
I was like, Shaggy, it's just the princess, the doctor, and the detective alone
and
in the room.
Six of them.
Yeah. Open the door and just start blasting.
Six of them with guns, bro. Yeah. I can understand if only one of them had guns.
If it was
guns,
only the assassin. If it was only Mal Miss. Bruh. Yeah.
Six of y'all had guns and there's only three of them in the room. And then, make it so bad, the detective come up and he start blasting. And he shoot one of them and everybody just like, they scatter like some roaches. I hate everything about this. I hate it. It drives me up a wall because like, why are you this bad? You are bad at assassinating. And you are bad literally at shooting as a police officer, as a policeman.
Yeah.
I am offended from both sides here.
Yeah.
More so the assassin, because how you wearing fucking shades? You need to take them bitches off. You can't see shit. Your goddamn target in front of you. You can't hit that shit.
And trivia, he never takes those shades off at once.
No, he doesn't. You need the whole movie. You need to keep them shits. You need to take them shits off. Check his fucking eyes. I'm so mad.
Maybe he's blind.
That would explain everything. At this point.
Oh, shit.
That would explain everything at this point. This motherfucker Stevie Wonder in the shit, man.
Oh, shit. After thwarting Mal Miss and his crew, because of course, Shindo evacuates to the mountains with the prophetess, Tsukamoto, Naoko, Miura, and the Shobujin. Mothra attempts to convince Godzilla and Rodan to set aside their differences to save the planet.
Mm.
But both refuse due to years of harassment from humans, which, I mean.
Yeah, I get.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame them.
Points were made.
Yeah. However, after seeing Mothra attempt to battle Ghidorah on her own, Godzilla and Rodan change their minds and rush to her aid. The prophetess wanders off and regains her memory after Mal Miss nearly kills her. Shindu protects her in time, and Mal Miss falls to his death. Motherfucker caught a rock. Let's keep it a beat.
First off, if we jumping in before you fucking finish it.
Yeah.
First off, I want to paint this picture for y'all. Mothra pulls up on Rodan and Godzilla having a twerk fest.
Pretty much.
And Godzilla winning.
They're playing. What is that game? They're playing tennis, but they're really playing that one game.
Yeah, they're fucking playing badminton.
With a big ass rock.
Motherfuckers playing tiddlywinks. Shit. Mothra pulls up, says, yo, we got bigger problems. We got bigger problems that we need to go take care of as a unit. Are y'all with me? And they was like, nah.
Like, we need to be a unit. Suck my unit.
Suck my unit. Be like, yo, like they were like, what? This is like, look. Fuck them humans, bro. All they do is bully us and they talk shit.
Yeah, they just mind our business and they bomb us.
Yeah, they bomb us, bro. Like the shit. I'm trying to get these ducats. And Rodan, a bitch ass motherfucker, bro. Like, what we doing? Like, what we trying to do? And then like the Mothra rolls her fucking eyes. She's like, yo, I'll go take care of this motherfucker, my goddamn self. She's getting her ass whooped.
Dog, Ghidorah is just tossing her around, literally.
Fam, like Ghidorah saw that motherfucker and said, oh, fun size, huh? Just started fucking throwing her around like a fucking bedroom, man.
Just zapping her.
She doing fucking front flips, back flips.
She's selling like Shawn Michaels when he fought Hulk Hogan at SummerSlam, dog.
She's sitting there going, help me.
Yeah.
Help me. Dog, she looked like some fucking popcorn chicken getting flipped around, bro. Like, that shit just like, and then that's when Godzilla and fucking Rodan pull up.
Like,
Rodan fucking flies in and he's like, all right, I guess we here, bro. And then they was like, oh shit. You know, they started, then they try to jump. They literally try to jump him. Like it's just, it's the funniest shit.
They're like, we gone to the, we seen JJK. We know the jump.
Yeah, hey, bro.
Although, sidebar, like, I saw the hilarious, like, picture, like, when jumping actually doesn't work, and it was showed that octopus.
Oh, my God, yeah. Dog, so fucking funny.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, nah, it pays the one woman in this whole, like, in that whole gang relationship tries to get the men to do something, and those fucking dumbasses don't want to do nothing, and she's like, I'm going to go, fine, I'll handle this myself. And she's getting... She's getting fucking pee. Like, meek, 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 meek. Just like, it's just bad. And then they just fucking pull up. I thought that shit was the funniest shit because that made no damn sense. Like, Mothra, what the fuck you going to do, dog?
Yeah. Maybe if you were on him. Maybe.
If she was the full form of
even
Mothra.
Even then.
She had a better chance.
Yeah.
She would have a better chance, bro. She'd be a little stronger.
Yeah.
But, like, and I said, now, I did say squirt on him. And what she was doing was she was taking, like, fucking, like, I guess, webbing.
Yeah, her little web.
Yeah, spitting that out and shooting that out. And, like, Ghidorah looked at that shit, just kind of smacked that shit on the ground and started beating the shit out of her.
Just imagine a kid shooting silly string at you, and you're just like,
psh. Just, like, he punt that motherfucker. It's just, like, boo that motherfucker, dog. Yeah. Like, and it's just crazy because she's like, yo, we need to do this for Earth. And, man, fuck Earth.
Yeah.
And then she's like, yo, fine. They were really pig-headed. And she's like, I'm going to go fight this motherfucker. And you know damn well you can't fight.
No.
You got no hands. Literally and figuratively, you have no hands, Mothra. Why are you doing this?
I like that. Literally and figuratively, you got no hands.
You got no hands. You got no hands.
Tootsie Roll monster.
Bro, she's getting schmixed, like, bodied, bro.
Yeah.
It's fucking incredible to me. And I'm only bringing this up because that whole sequence was funny. Because Godzilla and Rodan just looked at her just like, where you fucking going? She's like, I'm going to go do this shit. It's all right.
They're like, damn, for real?
Damn, that's crazy.
Like, I mean, good luck.
Hey, they like, damn, dog. You finna go do all that? That's crazy, man. All right, you be easy, though. Y'all.
Yeah, Ghidorah's just been this whole time since he woke up just destroying shit left and right.
Yeah, Ghidorah just smacking shit, bro. And then she pull up and he's looking at her like, fuck you want.
Ghidorah's just running around like riding around the block with a guy. Yeah. Your ass been in the gear shop. With his little heads.
I was like, oh my. Blicky, black, blicky. Yep. Fucking that shit up, bro. That's not a song stuck in my head.
Oh, sorry.
You know we got to play that shit before you leave.
Oh, yeah. Actually, let me finish this real quick.
Go ahead.
Shindo protects her in time and Mama falls to his death. That's right. The monster's overwhelmed.
Oh, he did catch a fucking rock, bro.
He really did. That's hilarious.
He didn't have to catch that rock.
Yeah, because as Ghidorah and them are fighting, one of Ghidorah's stray laser beams just like
just goes over
rock slide.
He shot at, let me reiterate this. This dumbass motherfucker was shooting at the princess and the cop. He had a sniper rifle.
Yeah.
Now, this motherfucker shooting them like I am, and like I got the, like I'm behind the sniper rifle. In fucking Halo or some shit.
Yeah.
Or Call of Duty. And I'm fucking blam. I'm like, I'm missing my fucking targets.
Yeah.
I'm shooting these bitches in the arm and I ain't getting no headshots. Mike, his KDR is trash.
Yeah.
This man is garbage, bro. Only for him to meet his, he finally fuck, dude, he's so bad. He is so bad at what his fucking job is. He fucking shoots at the princess, shoots at her so bad that she remembers who the fuck she is.
Yeah.
And if he was better, she wouldn't be able to remember because her fucking brains would be on the wall, bro.
But no.
Nah. Fucking shooting out like a stormtrooper and shit.
But he finally does shoots the cop in the hand, shoots his gun.
Shoots the fucking gun.
And shoots his arm.
Not the cop, though.
Yeah.
Misses this motherfucker entirely.
And then he gets up like, you're going to die now. But then, like I say, one of Ghidorah's stray gravity beams causes an avalanche or a rock slide.
Yep.
And he proceeds to catch said rock and just fall to his death.
Couldn't even move over to the right.
Like, yeah, just kind of stepped to the side.
This motherfucker died like a Johnny Quest character. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The monsters overwhelm Ghidorah and force it to flee back into outer space. Prior to departing for home, Princess Sauna reveals to Shindo that she has no memory as the prophetess, but remembers the three events when Shindo saved her, and thanks him and Naoko for their help. Godzilla and Rodan watch as Mothra journeys back home with the Shobujin, who bid them all farewell. There we go. But yeah, finally, when we get to the final, for the reason you watch this movie.
Yeah.
Which is Ghidorah, Rodan, and Mothra fighting. No, Godzilla, Rodan, and Mothra fighting Ghidorah.
Yeah.
It just.
This shit, if you ever played like a fucking King of Fighters video game and you had to play like the one fucking boss that just took all your fucking quarters.
Yeah.
That is what this was.
This was the boss rush mode.
Boss rush, bro. Like, Mothra, you had Mothra no hands having ass at point. Fucking Godzilla's your tank and Rodan is your fucking, is your second.
Yeah.
And, bruh, why?
Motherfucking King Ghidorah was hitting genocide cutters.
Dog, just fucking, just mixing these motherfuckers, bro.
Like, King Ghidorah tells Godzilla to sit the fuck down, literally.
Literally.
And just, like, Rodan kind of, like, pecks him from the back and flies away.
Like a bitch.
And Ghidorah's like, bitch, I can fly too. And like, he's like,
You thought shit was sweet.
Immediately.
Bro, you see.
Launches himself and, like, chases him down.
Bro, you see these three heads thinking I can't do shit?
Yeah.
I got your dumb ass. Just fucking. Rodan's like, I have made a huge mistake.
Rodan's like, fuck it, I'll kill us both. I guess. I'll fuck. We're getting head on with Ghidorah and they both kind of fall.
Man said, yo, dog, I ain't finna go out like this. Man, that motherfucker ran like a bitch. He's like, help me. Help me.
Godzilla, help.
Grab this motherfucker, dog. Please. Please. Yeah,
they're fighting. Like, they literally are jumping him. Ghidorah's like shaking everyone off like he's fucking Broly from the fucking OG Dragon Ball Z movie.
Yes, sir.
And finally, like, Mothra's like, Rodan's like, hey, climb on my back, and we're going to fly, and you're just going to shoot this motherfucker with your spray. And Godzilla just got to hold on for like 5 minutes.
Yep. He's like, yo, I'm going to need you to distract him for about 5 minutes.
Stomped in the background, yeah, like, okay.
You should be all right for, like, I need you to hold him off for at least 5 minutes. I mean, he was kind of kicking my butt, but I'm sure you'll be all right.
Yeah. You could be fine.
Godzilla was getting bodied.
You'll be fine, Mr. King of the Monsters over here. Ooh, you should be okay.
This motherfucker's getting bodied, bro.
Like, I got him. It's like,
I got him. I don't got this.
It's like a Men in Black with an Agent J. He's like, oh, you got it. He's getting beat the shit in the background.
Yep, exactly. That's Godzilla just getting his fucking ass whooped.
But now Mothra finally cocoons him.
Yep.
Webs him up, and Godzilla yeets that motherfucker.
Back into space, right?
No, he eats him, like, off a cliff and then starts throwing rocks at him.
This motherfucker just throwing rocks at him. It's funny how you like this lizard and he's doing more caveman shit by the hour. He's like, yo, he's like, got a problem? I'm gonna solve it by throwing rocks at it. Because
I'm like, hey, guy, you have atomic breath.
You literally do, bro. For some reason,
forgot about it. I don't know why.
He's like, yo, fuck it. It wasn't in the budget. That's what that was.
Pretty much. And, after that, Godot was like, ah, fuck this shit. I'm out.
I'll be back, you bitches.
And he would. Multiple times.
He's like, I'll never forget you, Godzilla. And
I'll get you next time, Gadget.
Next door. So dumb.
But yeah, and then, you know, the princess remember who she is. She thanks the cop. I'd be like, damn, do I get a reward? That's what I'd have been. That'd have been my thought immediately.
I'd have just pushed her ass back down the fucking cliff, bro, at that point.
I'm like, do I get a reward or something? You know, come on, like. The keys to your country or something?
Like, hey man, can I at least have like a diplomatic immunity or some shit?
There you
go. Help me, bro.
So if I ever get in some shit over here, I can just.
Yo, can I?
I'm like, protected.
Yo, I'll sit there. Like, it's funny because I'll sit there and make the joke. Say, yo, maybe he wants. Like, yo, I can't get no high royalty coochie. I can't
there
get none
go.
Of that.
Hey.
But nah, he wants his sister. That's what that
Shut
was.
Shut the fuck up. That's funny. They were fighting in the beginning of the movie. And Shaq was like, Jesus Christ, just fuck already. I'm like, Shaq, they're brother and sister. I say what I said. I'm like, hey, yo.
I do not regret what I said. Because that's some flirtatious shit. It's like, hey, man, they brother and sisters. I say what I said. Y'all need, to get that one out, little nasty ass motherfuckers.
Oh shit, that's hilarious.
Man. But that's pretty much the movie though.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Because no one cares about the human stuff.
Yeah. You know, everything happens. Like I said, got the twins and Mothra take off. Like, bye, everybody. Y'all be careful. And Godzilla and Rodan are just like, damn, so now what we do? Like, they want to keep fighting? Like, nah.
Nah.
I don't think I do.
It's like, all right. You ugly anyway. And he just flies off. And then, like, Godzilla just goes like, yo, man, I'm going to go take a nap.
A really long nap.
Yeah, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah. And that's the movie, everybody.
Yeah, man.
Let's see. Do I got any trivia for
you? Do you have any trivia?
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of trivia. Let's see.
Make with it then, motherfucker.
So the film is noted for the beginning of the gradual transition of Godzilla's character, you know, away from his villainous roots, an idea from producer Tomoyuki Tanaka. While the screenwriter Shinichi Sekizawa and special effects director E.J. Tsuburaya aided this change by humanizing the monsters and adding more comedy to their antics, director Ishiro Honda opposed it. He was hesitant with the famous monster talk scene, but was unable to dispute the studio mandates from Toho. Nevertheless, Honda was troubled by the direction Toho was forcing the series to take, mentioning, "I am concerned that we are drifting towards taking the easy route, believing a silly storyline is okay, though it might be mocked by adults simply because the film is made for children. Kids will not tolerate the nonsense." Tanaka would come to regret his decision, which he described was a mistake. So he kind of like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't make Godzilla a good guy, because like, this is the start. Like, from here on out, Godzilla's full-on superhero.
Yeah.
For the rest of, until 85.
Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah, that makes sense, because this is his face turn.
Yeah, there you go.
And, you know, and actually, it's funny that you mentioned that, because, like, with all three of them meeting, and having them, like, Mothra, Rodan, and Godzilla meeting, it's kind of like, hey, man, Mothra's like, yo, we need to be protecting Earth. And they're like, man, fuck Earth.
Yeah.
And they're like, bro, I live here.
Godzilla's like, shit, she got a point.
She got a point. Hold on.
No, let her cook. Hold on.
Let her cook, bro. We might have a problem.
Let's see. There was something else I wanted to see. Do 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 do. When this was released in the United States, Shag, it was on a double feature with Elvis Presley's Harum Scarum.
Harum Scarum.
Harum Scarum.
Love hearing that word.
Do you really?
I do.
I don't believe you.
Why the fuck you don't believe me, motherfucker? Like, damn, I just Harum Scarum. I fucking. All right, bro. You know what? That's the tequila talking.
Yeah, like I said, in the original concept, King Ghidorah was purple, and his wings were rainbow colored. Also, the creature was to breathe fire from his three heads.
Which makes way more sense, but he's a dragon, yeah. But yeah, also giant lizard.
And also, he's from space. Why not shoot something else?
Yeah, I mean,
there's no fire in space. No oxygen. No. You can't make it.
That'd be still funny, though.
That would be.
Space dragon.
See, this is what I was saying. Mothra was originally planned to be an adult, but it was decided not to do so because it was already incredibly complex to manipulate the wires to operate Ghidorah.
A.K.A. we ain't got time Rodan for that shit.
In a single scene. Yep.
We ain't got time for that shit, bro.
This is the only film where King Ghidorah is not controlled by aliens.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Which would happen in every movie from here on out. Except for...
Alien.
2018.
Yeah, no, not that one. That's a whole different one.
A whole different one.
What else we got?
This was kind of funny. There has been long-lasting speculation that Ghidorah was meant to represent the threat posed by China.
What?
Which had, at the time of the character's creation, just developed nuclear weapons. Director Honda, however, doubted that the screenwriter had that intent, stating that Ghidorah is basically Yamato no Orochi. It's an old folktale, and we wrote it as a creature from outer space.
You know, it took me everything not to say Hamato Yoshi.
Hamato Yoshi.
No, now I have to, because now what you're saying. Hamato Yoshi.
There you go. It is fine for audience to think that way, but I do not believe it was written in such a political notion. Yeah, Orochi is like this nine-headed dragon in Japanese folklore.
Is that not Naruto?
That's Orochimaru, you...
Ooh, Jose wanted to cuss me out.
That's funny.
That motherfucker looked at me and said, you dirty...
You bite people on your neck, Orochimaru, and they become cold, Pain.
Shut up, man. No one's going to understand that.
No one's going to understand that reference but us.
What? Oh, God. Okay.
Anime house lies.
I know.
Look at, no, I'm talking to the audience. Oh, go,
go. Yeah. Go ahead.
This is the first film which Godzilla does not feature any like military vehicles. The army did not pull up to stop.
Nah, not at once.
No. They're like, I guess let these monsters fight. And then,
they were too busy looking for the princess, I guess. I don't fucking know.
This is the first film to not have Godzilla in the title of said film.
Yeah, that still fucks with me. Because like when you say, what Godzilla film are we watching? I'm like, oh shit, Godzilla's not in the fucking thing.
Do, 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 do.
I still would beat Rodan ass, man.
Rodan is a bird of prey, Shaq. When it first appears in the volcano, tourists get on the buses. One of the buses have a nameplate that says Condor, another bird of prey.
Real shit, man. You ever fucking play Duck Hunt?
Yeah.
That's how I'd fucking treat goddamn Rodan, bro. Motherfucker just fall down, and I'll just have a dog go out and pick up Rodan.
Actor Shiro Sano recalls seeing the film in his village as a child and remember how all the kids were blown away when Ghidorah emerged.
Bruh.
The ending was inspired by the final scene in Roman Holiday. Don't ask me what that is.
I don't know what that shit is either,
so there you go. And, yeah, like I said, the assassin, Maunice, never takes his sunglasses off once throughout the whole movie.
Fuck him. Incompetent fuck.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's it. Well, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between.
Dum, dum, dum.
That was Ghidorah, the three-headed dragon.
Monster.
Monster. It's fucked, man. You would correct me, which is why you're here.
That's why I'm
here. This is why you're professional, and I appreciate you, sir. All right.
You got to keep Corey cussing us out to a minimum.
Oh, no. He's going to rip me a new asshole when I'm going back to Florida.
He's
going to
be like, y'all are not allowed to do Godzilla movies.
And that's
just going to
make me do a fucking Godzilla month. Fuck
just
him.
Without him.
Just without him and just like...
He's Squidward looking out the window of me. You're SpongeBob.
We're just having fucking fun.
Yeah.
With the drizzling shits.
There you go.
Corey, we love you, man. Please don't be mean to us.
Don't.
It hurts our feelings.
Corey's been mean to me lately. He's been on my ass.
He's been... Because you know better. My black ass does not. You definitely know better. I do not. And it's so funny because he's like, hey, you, stop being a fucking idiot. And I'm like, yes, sir. We love him. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the movie. This one's untraditional. But I will ask you, Jose, what is your favorite cinema villain moment?
The very end when they all fight.
They all fight.
You know, come on.
I'm not going to hold you, bro. I don't think this has anything to do with a villain, but I think my favorite cinema villain moment... No, you know what? I'm going to stick with a villain. Ghidorah just beating the shit out of fucking Mothra.
There you go.
For a smooth 2 minutes.
Yep.
Just be like, oh, shit. Just like stomp beating the shit out of her, dog. Unprovoked.
Unprovoked. It really was, because Mothra hadn't attacked yet. Mothra just pulled up like, okay, yeah, let's see. How am I going to do this? Because Ghidorah's like, die.
Exactly. She had her fucking doing cartwheels and shit.
Yeah.
Dog, she ain't got no hands. She out here flipping and shit, dog.
Oh, shit.
She's out here flipping and dipping, dog. Getting two-piece to the biscuit by a dude with only three heads, no arms. Oh, my God, dog. So stupid. That's mine. Jose, refresh my memory. We don't have the normal... thing of how we do this for monsters, right?
Yeah, there's like a zoo. We have a cryptid. Like, we can never think of it.
Nah.
We have essentially a Cinemaville zoo. Let's just put it like that. Like, Godzilla's in there.
Yeah, Godzilla's in there.
Mechagodzilla's in there.
Yeah, Mechagodzilla. Yeah, fuck.
So is,
in Kong in there?
Rate?
Did we not put Kong in there?
Well, he's not really a bad guy.
We covered Kong versus Godzilla.
He's not a bad guy, though.
You're right.
That's kind of sad.
Nah, because I just couldn't remember who all we put in there.
No, that's pretty. No, it's pretty bare.
Yeah, it's barren because we don't do a lot of these.
We got to do more monster movies. More monster movies, 2024.
More kaiju monster movies, man.
Well, just monster movies in general, too.
You're right.
Like Jaws, I guess.
Yeah, Jaws should definitely. How is Jaws not in that?
Yeah.
In the Sea Wing.
The Sea Wing.
It's a letter C and it's a wing.
That's what I immediately thought of. Like,
thank you for being just as dumb as I am.
I was like, what the hell does the letter C have to do with Jaws, Shaq?
Thank you for being just as dumb as I am, bud. I appreciate that.
No problem.
But we don't do like normal, like, you know, motivation.
I mean, we
kind of
do. We?
I can't remember if we did. It's been so long.
We do. Well, we do drip, but it's like design.
Yeah, design.
Like, what do we think of this monster's design?
I like Ghidorah's design in this.
Yeah, it's a five. It's iconic as fuck.
It's iconic, bro.
He's been in Dragon Ball. Come on, man.
Yeah,
he's in the background if you look at one episode.
Yeah, it's in there.
Yeah.
What's the other two? Like, not motivation. Devastation? I can't fucking remember.
Well, threat level's still in there.
Yeah, threat level's there, but I forgot what the other one was.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
Dude, I don't know, man. This is how professional we are, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
That's what that is.
We probably should have looked it up back in the day, but oh well.
Yeah. I think it's in my book, but I'm not 1,000% sure.
But threat level, it's a five. King Ghidorah is like, you, what the fuck can you do against
you pull that? Up, you're going to get stomped out.
Yeah.
You got to jump him.
You got to hope Godzilla and multiple monsters are there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, shit, man. I'm ready to call it if you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and Ghidorah's in.
We're putting him in the zoo. We're putting him in the zoo.
Oh, villains. We do say, does he get a display or does he just get a little?
He's getting a display.
Yeah, he wants to get his own display. Yeah.
He's got to get a display.
Yeah.
He's definitely getting a display. Mm-hmm.
So that's the equivalent.
Isn't it Terranium?
Yeah, Terranium, some shit like that.
Shit that was like mad gay. I remember what we said.
Yo, what?
I forget, dude. I forget because it was like, damn, it was fucking sus as shit. And I was just like, bro, what? No, because it was like, nah, I got to go back and listen to that. This is why you go back and listen to the episodes.
Yeah,
kids.
Go listen to the Kong versus Godzilla episode.
Yeah,
not the new one, the OG one.
The OG one.
Yeah,
like Terranium or some shit. Yeah. I think we're calling that. But anyway.
Anywho,
I got nothing else, man.
Yeah, that's it. As always, thank you for listening. If you enjoyed what you heard, please leave us that 5-star review. On Spotify, on Apple iTunes, you write us something, we will 100% read it. Shaggy, tell the folks where they can find us.
You can find us at the Twitters, or X.
I'm going to give it to you.
At @cinema_villains. You can also find us on Instagram with the same one, which is @cinema_villains. You can also, on the Instagram and on our Twitter account, you can also find our Linktree, which has this open source store. We will be having brand new merch coming hopefully before the year ends, but if not, it's definitely coming in January. Just be prepared.
Yeah, we're pretty excited for it.
Yeah, man.
And if you like this, buy us a cup of coffee.
Yeah, a cup of coffee on that bitch, please. Yeah, help us.
Help us. It's the holiday season.
Help y'all.
If we've entertained you this year.
Yeah, you can at least do that, bro.
Just send us that $5.
Hit us up on our link tree, bro.
Yeah.
But other than that, for Jose.
Yeah.
I am Shaggy Black. Jose, say the thing.
Hey, we love y'all. Take care of yourselves. We now bid you adieu.
Scree-onk.
Dun, 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 dun.